If you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn to Psalm 62. In light of the world, the condition of it, and really, maybe more specifically, in light of the end, and an understanding of end times living, not just where the world is now, but where it's headed. Listen, this is true, and good for us to remember this, even above any and everything else related to the signs of the times in which we are living. Listen, God's going to continue to move upon hearts and lives. He is. And hearts and lives are going to continue then to be changed. No matter anything related to this world, God is still mighty to save. Oh, aren't you glad that He is? He doesn't change. He's always been that. He will always be that. He is now, and He is going to continue to rescue people from the dominion of darkness, bring them to the kingdom of light, bring them from death to life. His kingdom is going to grow. Listen, no matter anything happening out there, remember this morning. Not anything, not anyone, not hell itself can stop God's kingdom from advancing over all the earth. And yet, that being said, the message of Scripture is very clear. As we get closer and closer to the end, things are going to get progressively worse. Consider it for a moment. All that's happened in just this country over even just the last 10 years, the ungodliness, the wickedness, the rebellion against God, the sin that's both celebrated and promoted. Absolutely shocking. But really, not really. We're living in the end after all. Think it as bad as it can be? Think it as bad as it's going to get? Listen, it's going to get worse. In light of that this morning, a very simple reminder, albeit I believe a most important one, especially for this day and for this hour, a reminder to establish this foundation in our lives, for our lives, this foundation. Our trust is in the Lord. Psalm 62 and verse 1, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. Once more, He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Verse 8, here it is. Trust in Him at all times. I find this to be true in my own life, a sort of propensity, a tendency to drift. Kind of like if you've ever been out in the water where there's any kind of current, you think you've gone out just a little bit from where you left all your stuff. And then you look back to the shoreline and you realize, but you've drifted. You didn't mean to. You didn't even know you had. But you did, because you're here now and your stuff, it's way over there. You understand, that's fine for the beach. not so much for us spiritually. Here's the problem. I tend to drift spiritually. I don't mean to. Often, I don't even know I am until there's a morning at church, a message like this one. For me personally, until there's a few minutes in the Word this past week. It's a sort of looking back to the shoreline moment. I thought I was fine, but I also thought I was there where I was supposed to be, where I needed to be, but I'm not there. I'm way over here. I've drifted. Trust in the Lord at all times, but I drift. I put my trust in being comfortable. I put my trust in stability. Everything is good. Everything is the same old, but not in a boring, life is miserable and mundane kind of way, rather a good way. I put my trust in that. That day by day life will keep being just like that, like it's always been. Put my trust in work, a bank account, money to pay the bills. I put my trust in the doctor, the medicine. The doctor says it's okay, so it's okay. The doctor says it's not okay, but the medicine will make it okay, so it's okay. I put my trust in people. No need to worry, no need to be upset. If anything goes wrong, I'll just find someone. I'll find the expert that will make it to be all right again for me. I put my trust in family. Family will help. In trouble, they can for sure be counted on to bail me out. I put my trust in me. I'll figure it out. Just give me a little bit of time. I've got what it takes. I can do it. I can make it happen. Do you understand? But I am to trust in the Lord at all times. My look back to the shore, I've drifted. I think more and more the things we're inclined to put our trust in. More and more, as we get closer and closer to the end, those things are going to be shaken. The rug of comfort and stability pulled out from under us. Trouble that money won't be able to get you out of. New sickness or virus that the doctor can't treat, that there's no medicine for. Impossible problems that no person, no family, that certainly not me, can solve for me. More and more of that. How important then the reminder for us this morning, the look back to the shore. We should have never, we shouldn't ever put our trust in those things anyway. We have, we've drifted, we stopped the drift today. We trust in the Lord at all times. Important for us to understand. This is the command of Scripture, after all, for you, for me. In Psalm 4, in verse 5, offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, in verse 5, a familiar portion of Scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He will make your paths straight. Really, it's true. The Christian life is one of trusting God from the beginning to the end. We trust God to be our Savior, to forgive us, to cleanse us, to do what we couldn't do for ourselves, what no one or no thing could do for us. We trust Him to save us from our sin, from death. That moment marks the beginning of our relationship then with Him. A relationship defined by our trust in Him. Trusting Him to help us. Trusting Him to guide us. Trusting Him to be with us. You understand that, right? Trust isn't just something you did at salvation. Yes, you did that then. You put your trust in God to be your Savior. But listen, that same trust is to be manifested in your life, in my life, each and every day, really even each and every moment of every day. Ultimately, it brings us to the end. At our last breath, still trusting Him to take us home, home to be forever and ever with Him. From beginning to end, a relationship of trust. No wonder then the command of Scripture. No wonder the reminder from the Word of the Lord for us today. Trust in the Lord at all times. I think best for us that we consider this command in light of this reality related to life. We will live our lives trusting in something. It's true, isn't it? Every day, life situations demanding from us an answer related to this problem, this need, this difficulty, this situation, this decision. Who or what are you going to put your trust in? We will live our lives each and every day, maybe in many ways, even each and every moment, trusting in something. More specifically, we will trust in the Lord, or we will trust in someone or something else. Unless the right response related to that choice be not clear enough, Scripture helps. Proverbs 11 and verse 28, those who depend on their wealth will fall like the leaves of autumn. The Living Bible says it this way, trust in your money and down you go. In Jeremiah 48 and verse 7, you thought you could be saved by your power and your wealth, but you will be captured. In Jeremiah 49 and verse 4, why do you boast of your valleys? Boast of your valleys so fruitful. O unfaithful daughter, you trust in your riches and say, who will attack me? I will bring terror on you from those around you, declares the Lord. Every one of you will be driven away, and no one will gather the fugitives. In Hosea 10 and verse 13, but you have cultivated wickedness and harvested a thriving crop of sins. You have eaten the fruit of lies, trusting in your military might, believing that great armies could make your nation safe. You see it, right? You understand it. Scripture clearly identifies those things that we are so often inclined to trust in. And Scripture equally clearly reveals the worthlessness of trusting in those things. Back to Psalm 62, verse 9. Common people are as worthless as a puff of wind, and the powerful are not what they appear to be. If you weigh them on the scales together, they are lighter than a breath of air. Do you understand? You can't put your trust in your status, your place of influence in society. Listen, when it comes to life, navigating through it in victory, your trust isn't in the color of your collar, be it blue or white. Low, middle, or upper class, that means nothing. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Listen now. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. In Proverbs 25 and verse 19, putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Proverbs 28 and verse 6, perhaps the summation of it all. He who trusts in himself is a fool. Money, wealth, influence, social standing, power, people, you. Listen, hear the word of the Lord this morning. It's useless. Always it is. Always it will be to put our trust in that. It's foolishness. From a different perspective now. Scripture helps with the trust decision by very clearly detailing the wonder and the glory of God, who God is, what God does. Consider it just for a moment. All that we just read, everything, anything of this world, the things of it, the people of it, yourself, your confidence in you. You can do it. You can get yourself through it. We just read it. But what does your trust in any of that accomplish? Nothing. How does your trust in any of that help you? Not at all. All of that, the worthless and the foolish. Compare and contrast all of that with this. God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and always present. No one can stand against him. No one can resist him. No one can thwart. No one can stop his will from being done, from being accomplished. In Psalm 115 and verse 3, we read this, "But our God is in heaven, and he does whatever he pleases." In Ephesians 1, God, he makes everything work out according to his plan. In Proverbs 21 and verse 30, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Do you understand the contrast? That can't be said about anything of this world, anything that we're so often inclined to put our trust in. That can't be said of you. You are not all-knowing, all-powerful, always present, but God is. Anyone, everyone out there can stand against you and keep you from getting what you want, but nobody can stand against God and his purposes and his plans. God, he is El Elyon. He is the Most High God. There is no one. There is nothing above him. He answers to no one because there is no one above him to whom he must answer. Everything answers. Everything submits to him because he is over everything. He rules and reigns over it all. He has all authority over it all. Do you begin to see the help that Scripture gives? Listen, until all that can be said of you, someone or something, your best to forget you, the someone or the something, and put your trust instead in the Lord. God is sovereign. His sovereignty is absolute. Nothing catches him by surprise. He knows the end from the beginning. and he will do. He will be at work in all things for all that he has purposed and to bring about the completion of all that he has planned. Do you understand? Because he is sovereign over it all, because he reigns over it all, has authority over it all, is working in and through it all, you can trust him. You should trust him no matter what happens or is happening. God is holy. He is without sin. He is without defilement. There is no evil. There is no evil intent in him. His love for you, his care for you then is entirely pure. His judgments absolutely flawless, and his plan perfectly perfect. God is wise. He truly does know best. Listen. You don't. He does. When your plans fall apart, but you're walking in and with him, my brother, my sister, trust him. He knows best. This can be difficult for us at times. God's ways are not our ways, after all. We don't see things like he does. We don't have the wisdom that he has. Truth be told, just to say it simply, often his plans, what he does, how he works, maybe especially the timing in which God does and God works, it seems foolish to us. Doesn't make any sense. Seems, in fact, to be most unwise. But listen, no matter what you can see or can't see, no matter what you can understand or can't understand, God, he is the all-wise God. If we don't see it here, if we don't understand it here, we will there. All that he planned, all that he did, always how he worked, and when he worked, it was the best. That's why you trust in him at all times. In Numbers 23 and verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie. God's word is true. What he says he will do, he will do. He keeps all of his promises. God promises to strengthen you. God promises to give you rest. God promises to take care of all your needs. God promises to answer your prayers. God promises to work in and to work everything out for your good. God promises to bring to completion the good work he's begun in you. God promises to be with you, to never leave you, never forsake you. Never forget you. You are imprinted on the palm of his hands. God promises to protect you. He promises to watch over you and keep you from harm. He promises that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will raise up a standard against him. He promises that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God promises you a way out of temptation. God promises you forgiveness and freedom from sin. God promises that nothing can separate you from him and his love for you. God promises to you his comfort, to you his perfect peace, joy forevermore in his presence for you. God promises you everlasting life. God promises that he can do immeasurably more in you, for you, through you, than you could ever ask or imagine. And God is not a man that he should lie. what he says, what he promises, he will do it. You know it. Listen, no one promises you like he does. And no one keeps their promises to you like he does. Do you understand the help in the trust decision? Why trust in anyone or anything? My brother, my sister, listen to me. You don't want to. You want to trust in him. I was thinking of this in the context of our own lives. It's maybe the easy illustration. It's unbelievable, but it's true. We can put our trust in politicians. Now, Christians, you know that's true. We put a lot of trust in who's going to get elected in the next election. Everything's going to be okay again. Everything's going to be good again if we can just make sure this one is elected and that one's not. We put our trust in politicians. And yet, isn't it true, without meaning to sound rude or mean, is there anyone that lies more than a politician? Why so much trust? Why so much hope? Why so much confidence in one so susceptible to more often than not only breaking every promise made? Doctors will tell you, this is what you need. This will work. But it's not, and it doesn't. They maybe don't lie, but they were wrong. They made promises they couldn't keep. Why trust in them? Why not instead trust in him who can keep and does keep every one of his promises? People, family, and friends, well-meaning, promise a lot, but forget their promise. Get busy. Just can't do what they would love to do to help us. Why trust in them? Why not instead trust in him who never forgets, who neither sleeps nor slumbers, who can do all things, even the impossible things? All these promises, these great and precious promises given to you by God who cannot lie. All these promises, these great and precious promises, the yes and amen, the yes and the so be it, already spoken over you in Christ. This the reason we trust in the Lord at all times. Once more from Psalm 62. My soul finds rest in God alone. And my salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I will never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. My salvation, my honor depend on God. He's my mighty rock, my refuge. Listen, you know it to be true. No thing, no one is that. Your soul can't find rest in anything other than him. There's no salvation apart from him. Without him, there is no hope. He alone is your rock, your fortress, your protection, your safety, and your security. This happened a number of years ago, 1968. an airplane headed for New York, a routine and normally very boring flight, this time proving to be otherwise. As the plane is on its descent, the pilot realized that the landing gear was not engaging. He messed around with the controls, trying again and again to get the gear locked into place without success. He then asked ground control for instruction. As the plane circled the landing field, the emergency crew coated the runway with foam. Fire trucks, other emergency vehicles moved into position. Passengers were told to place their heads between their knees and grab their ankles just before impact. There were tears and a few cries of despair. It was one of those, I can't believe this is happening to me experiences. Then, with the landing only minutes away, the pilot suddenly announced over the intercom, "We are beginning our final descent." At this moment, in accordance with international aviation codes established in Geneva, it is my obligation to inform you that if you believe in God, you should commence in prayer. Amazingly, the belly of the plane landing occurred without problem or injury. It was said one of the passengers called the airline the very next day and asked about this Geneva prayer rule the pilot had quoted. The answer from the airlines, a cool and reserved, no comment. Oh, but I have a comment. The plane of your life coming in for what appears to be a crash landing. Listen to me. The person next to you, they can't help you. Your boss, your financial advisor, the doctor, best friend or family member. Listen, landing gear stuck. You don't want to waste time calling on them. Oh, listen now. But there is one whose name is above everything. Every other name, he and he alone can give you rest, keep you safe, give you hope, save you. Listen, everything crashing down all around you, you trust in him at all times. Listen now, and you will not be shaken. In 1 John 4 and verse 8, we read these simple words. God is love. In Romans 5 and verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Listen, in the end, let that be enough. Why you trust in him? He loved you, and he sent his son to die for you. Do you understand? The help given, the contrast clearly established, the foolishness of trusting in anyone or anything other than God. That contrasted with the wonder and glory of God and who he is and what he does. Ultimately, really the objective then, leaving us with no choice. To trust in the people, to trust in the things, well, that makes no sense. Better, in fact, to say that would be, that is, pure foolishness. We can't do that. We don't want to do that. We don't do that. Forget the people. Forget the things. Forget yourself. We trust in the Lord, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, always present, who is the Most High El Elyon, sovereign, all authority, rule, and reign over everything, God, who is holy, who is wise, who promises and keeps his promises, who is our rock and our fortress, our rest, our hope, our salvation. We trust in the Lord, who so loved us that he sent his one and only Son to die for us, that we might believe in him and live. The help given, the contrast made most clear. Proverbs 28 and verse 6, we read it a moment ago. He who trusts in himself is a fool. Jeremiah 17, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. So, my brother, my sister, trust in him at all times. Trust in his love. Do you doubt his love for you this morning? Stop doing that. Don't do that. Trust in him. Trust in his love for you. Trust in his grace. No matter your sin, his grace is greater. Trust in that. No matter your tendency to wander, to go your own way, mistake after mistake, the same mistake again and again, seeming to mess up more often than not, get yourself in one mess after another, the kind you can't get yourself out of. Listen, trust in this. He is the gracious and good shepherd who leaves the 99 to find you, who again and again and again and again and again comes to you so that he might rescue you and set you free from the entanglement and the entrapment of your sin. Trust in that. Trust in the identity he's given you. Who he's made you to be in him. Listen, it's just the truth this morning. I don't say it to sound rude or mean, but you need to hear the truth today. Some of you, you're trusting too much in what others say of you. You need to forget them. Listen, the devil's a liar. When he speaks his native language. He lies. It's all he knows to do. And as unimaginable as it would be, some of you have resigned yourself to trusting in what the devil says about you. You trust in what you say. You need to put your trust in the Lord. You need to put your trust in what God says. In Jesus, you're a child of God, always triumphant in Christ. Trust in that. You've been bought with a price. You belong to God. You've been chosen by him, dearly loved by him, adopted into his family. You are the apple of his eye. Trust in that. You are born of God and the evil one cannot touch you. You're an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Jesus. You're a friend of Jesus. You're united with the Lord and one with him in spirit. You are a partaker of his divine nature. You are alive in him, complete in him. You are a new creation in him. You're redeemed by his blood, forgiven of all your sins. In Jesus, you are the righteousness of God. You are holy and without blame. Trust in that. In Christ, you are the recipient of every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You are raised up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly places. You have direct access to the throne of grace. You can approach God with freedom and confidence and receive the help from Him that you need. You are reconciled to God and have been made an ambassador of reconciliation for Him. You've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into God's kingdom of light. You've been set free from the curse of sin, sickness, and poverty. Trust in that. God is right now working for you, for your good in all circumstances. Trust in that. In Christ, listen now, you're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. You have the victory in the name of Jesus. You have the peace of God that passes all understanding. You're healed by the stripes of Jesus. You can do all things through Him who strengthens you. You have been strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. In Christ, submitted to God, the devil must flee from you. In the name of Jesus, you have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one with the shield of faith. You're free from any condemnation brought against you. Trust in that. You've been established, anointed, and sealed by God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purchased people. You're a partaker of a heavenly calling. You are a citizen of heaven itself. Listen, if you're trusting in any other thing, you're not trusting in the right thing. You're not trusting in Him, my brother, my sister. Stop listening to the people all around you. Stop listening to the devil, for goodness sakes. Stop listening to you. Listen to Him. Put your trust in Him and who He says you are in Him and because of Him. Trust His work in you and for you and through you. Trust that you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Trust that as you remain in Him, you will produce much fruit. All for the Father's glory. Trust in His plans for you, that they are good, that they're plans to prosper you and give you a hope-filled future. Trust in His power. Listen now. Yes, He can do the miracle. You have to hear me, my brother, my sister. No. All is not lost and hopeless for you. Trust in His power. Believe Him again to breathe resurrection life into that thing in your life that's dead. Believe Him again to extend His hand to you, to touch you, to simply speak the word over you that would be the word of your healing, your deliverance. Trust in His power. Trust in His protection. Don't be afraid. Listen, my brother, my sister, don't be afraid. Though the earth give way, though the mountain fall into the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, we will not be afraid. We will not be shaken because our trust is in the Lord at all times. Trust in His promises. Trust in His care of you and over you, and live in that trust. Listen, let your life be different because you trust in Him. Let it be evidenced in you the trust that you have in the Lord. Let people see in you an unshakable hope, a peace that passes understanding, a joy that is for you strength. My brother, my sister, be careful how you talk. You ought to not talk like the world, because your hope, your confidence, your trust is not in the things of this world. It's in Him. Yours ought to be a divine talk, hope-filled, hope-inspiring. Be a distributor of hope because you trust in the Lord. To trust in Him is to be confident, bold, and sure. Be that in your walk with the Lord. Be that in your work for the Lord. To trust in God is to look to Him for peace, for strength, for help, for contentment, for everything we would in fact need, even everything we would ever need. To trust Him is to obey Him. Obey Him, my brother. Obey Him, my sister. To trust Him is to wait on Him. So God hasn't come through for you yet. But my brother, my sister, do you trust Him? If you trust Him, you'll wait on Him. Trust in the Lord at all times. Live in that trust and grow in that trust. In Psalm 9 and verse 10, those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Trust in God grows out of knowledge of God, His promises, His actions, who He is, what He does. Do you understand then this morning? The simple call to trust Him is the even simpler call to know Him. Listen, know Him more and more, better and better. Let your relationship with Him become more and more intimate, more and more personal. Stop leaving God at the fringes. Let Him come in close. Stop the compartmentalizing. God's fine for here, but not there. For this, but not that. Stop putting God in boxes. Let Him in everything. Stop leaving God here on a Sunday. Let Him fill your car on the way to work tomorrow. Let Him fill your home. Do you understand? This morning, get closer and closer and closer and closer. And ever still closer to Him, and you will grow in trust. You will trust Him more and more and more. My brother, my sister, the invitation today, would you determine with me to stop the drift and to trust in the Lord at all times? To live in that trust and to grow, ever growing in that trust that we have all the time in Him. Father, would you help us this morning that our hearts be turned to you and set on you? As this morning we determine to do just that, to stop the drift and to trust in you again. Holy Spirit, would you speak to hearts in this room? I know for me, I don't know for each one how the drift has maybe happened in the trust of you. Lord, I pray. I would even sense it by your Spirit. You've already done it. You've already brought to mind those things that we've put our trust in, that we ought not to be trusting in. Or this morning, the reminder, as it was for me this past week, it would be for my brother, my sister this morning. Oh, but we trust in the Lord. We trust in you at all times. Just for a few minutes, can I invite you to respond to the word of the Lord this morning? Can I invite you to repent for the lack of trust? My brother, my sister, can I invite you to repent for the trust in someone or something other than Him? Can I invite you to ask of Him, Lord, would you help me to trust you more and more? Help me to know you more and more so that I can trust you more and more. Help me to live in that trust. Help me to grow in that trust. The invitation is simple this morning. My brother, my sister, trust in the Lord at all times now, just for a few minutes. However you would do it, let me invite you to respond to that invitation. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Would you just take a minute? How about this as an expression of our trust in the Lord? For whatever the need in your life, whatever the situation, whatever the difficulty, to call out to Him. Simply to let Him know how you need Him. I know we just heard it, but can you let the Lord hear it from you this morning? For that healing, Lord, I need you. This the expression of my trust in you. For that family situation, Lord, I need you. For that financial problem, that financial need, I don't know where the money's going to come from, but I need it to come from somewhere. Lord, I need you. For that you're struggling with, the fear, the worry, the negativity, for that sin that's a constant struggle, the gossip, the lust, the anger, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, whatever it is. I don't need a self-help book. I don't need a step 1, 2, 3. God, I need you. I need the God of Moses. I need the God of David to come and part some seas for me. Bring some giants down in my life. Come on, express your trust to Him in this. Oh God, I need you. I need you. Holy Spirit, we need you. Come on, you tell Him. We need you so that we can live in a world out there. We can live being the salt and the light, bold and unafraid to tell a world lost in sin that Jesus still saves. We need you. Oh God, we need you. Let Him hear that from you this morning. Whatever you need. Whatever the situation you're in, whatever it is that you've looked to other things and other people thinking that was the answer, that was the solution, that's where salvation would come from, that's where the hope was to be found for that thing, whatever that thing is, turn your trust to Him this morning. Ask God to help you with that and watch and see what He does. Oh, my brother, my sister, watch and see what the Lord does. I believe it this morning. You put your trust in Him and He will prove Himself to you to be for you your rock, your fortress, your hope, your salvation. Help us, Lord, I pray. Help us, Lord, I pray. And we thank you that you would. Would you tell Him thank you this morning? Would you tell Him you love Him? Jesus, I love you. I just want you to hear it from me. I love you, Jesus. And come on now, once more, would you tell Him you trust Him? Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. Lord, help us now to do that all the time. More and more and more. In Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands this morning to receive His blessing? As under shepherd of the great shepherd, as high priest of this assembly, I declare it over you, his word of blessing for you. Listen, here it is now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you and give to you his peace. Would you receive his blessing this morning? Would you say amen? Amen and amen. God bless you this morning.